A million native fish have been killed in the Murray-Darling Basin in New South Wales. It's happened southeast of Broken Hill in the town of Menindee. And the state's Department of Primary Industries is blaming an outbreak of blue-green algae and a lack of water flows. The department's ordered staff to investigate. But people who live off the river say the federal government needs to act. Sarah Timevska is our reporter based in Broken Hill, and she's been following the story. Sarah, you've been out to the river. What did you see there?
Well, the water quality isn't looking good. There's just mounds of dead fish, some really big, as Murray cod up to a metre long. Rob Gregory is from the Menindee Regional Tourist Association, and he says it's the worst conditions he's seen in the river.
It's absolute carnage. There's fish here that are possibly up and around 80-year-old Murray cod, 127 centimetres, I think, is the maximum length that we've come across. And these fish are... you know, the big giants of the river here, very important to our ecosystem. And not only those, but we've got fish down to, you know, a centimetre long that have died. Millions of fish, absolutely millions.
It's Rob Gregory from the Menindee Regional Tourist Association there. So, Sarah, why has this happened and could it be an environmental crisis?
There's a few reasons why it's happened. There hasn't been any significant flows down the Darling River in over a year. So, what that means is low flows and high temperatures create the perfect conditions for blue-green algal outbreaks, and that's what we've seen twice in the last 3 weeks with both fish kills. Scientists and fisheries managers from the Department of Primary Industries say they wouldn't use the word crisis just yet. They haven't seen fish kills on this scale so close together in the same river system. Patricia Doyle is the chairperson of the Barkindjee Elders Group. She says it's the second time in 3 weeks that so many fish have been killed.
It's beyond a bloody joke. And I'm tired of those politicians. They send out people here. They're sending out the same story, same pictures, telling us the same thing every couple of years. We need this river. We need to survive off this river.
Patricia Doyle there. Sarah, what's next then?
There aren't really any real remediation options beyond waiting for more flows from the Northern Basin. The DPI said that they could employ aeration tactics, but that's really only going to work in a very localised area, and we're talking over 40 kilometres of the Darling River. In the meantime, it's affecting local businesses, it's affecting the tourism industry. The water is no longer fit to drink. People in Menindee are on carted water for domestic use. Swimming's not really an option because blue-green algae can cause skin irritations and gastroenteritis. And of course, cultural access to water has been diminished. And then ultimately, there's the impact to the environment.
Sarah Timevska reporting there from Broken Hill.